All right, so get cozy, everyone, and settle in because today we're going deep on something I know a lot of you've been asking about.
Oh, yeah.
How to stay warm in the winter
Yes.
without, sending those energy bills
Absolutely.
through the roof.
Yeah.
So we're talking practical tips. We found this really cool article called Keeping Warm Without Heating the House.
I love that
I
title.
know, right? And we're going to look at what actually works
Yes.
and the science behind why.
Exactly.
So are you ready to dive in?
I am so ready. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
This article starts with something that I found super interesting.
Okay.
It talks about how your body is kind of like a furnace itself.
Okay. A human
Yeah,
furnace.
it's called thermogenesis.
That's a good word.
Right?
So how does that work? How are we like furnaces?
Well, there's actually a few different ways.
Okay.
One is shivering.
Yeah, not my favorite.
Not the most pleasant, but those muscle contractions that happen when you shiver
Yeah.
create heat
Okay.
as a side effect.
Interesting.
Then there's your metabolism, which
Oh.
is constantly working, converting the food that you eat into energy and giving off heat in the process.
So like when you feel warm after a
Yeah,
big meal,
clay.
that's your metabolism.
That's it.
Wow.
And then there's this thing called brown fat.
Brown fat.
Yeah, have you heard of this?
I haven't.
Okay, so it's actually a good kind of fat.
Wait, fat can be good.
Yeah, so this kind of fat actually burns calories specifically to generate heat when you're cold.
So it's like a backup heating system.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's so cool. I did not know fat could be helpful like that.
Right.
But the article also talks about insulation.
Yes.
And not just for our houses. Like,
Exactly.
how does that work with us?
So think about layering your clothes.
Okay.
It's like creating these little pockets of warm air all around you.
Yeah.
Basically, you're giving yourself a custom-made,
Okay.
super efficient insulation system.
So it's not just about piling on a ton of clothes, but choosing the right layers.
Exactly. And the materials matter too.
Okay.
So, for example, wool stays warm even when it gets wet,
Oh, that's a good tip.
unlike cotton.
Right.
So, if you're out in the snow,
Yeah.
wool socks can be a lifesaver.
That's probably why my feet are always freezing in the winter. I always wear cotton socks.
That could be it.
We need
Yeah.
to switch to wool.
The article also suggests paying attention to the areas where you lose heat the fastest,
Okay, like where?
like your head and
But
extremities.
always hear about losing heat through your head.
Yeah, it's true.
Why is that though?
Well, your head, hands, and feet have a lot of blood vessels close to the surface, so they radiate heat
Okay.
more easily.
I see.
So covering them up is like plugging those leaks
Okay.
and keeping that precious warmth trapped inside.
So wearing a hat is like insulating your attic,
Yes.
and warm gloves and socks are like sealing up all the drafty windows and doors.
That's a great analogy.
Okay, so what if you have to go outside? What does the article recommend for staying warm when you're out in the elements?
They recommend the layering system,
Okay.
a moisture-wicking base layer, like thermal underwear or athletic wear,
Okay.
then an insulating middle layer,
Yes.
something like fleece or down.
Okay.
And finally, a wind and waterproof outer layer to keep you dry.
So it's like your own personal climate control. What
Exactly.
are those heat packs for your shoes?
Oh, yeah, those can be
Do
great.
those really work?
Especially if you have problems with your feet getting cold,
Yeah.
they provide a direct source of heat to your toes,
Okay.
which helps warm up your whole body.
And they're easy to find.
Yeah, and inexpensive.
I'm putting those on my shopping list.
Good idea.
What about staying active?
Oh, that's a good one.
Does that actually make a difference?
It does.
More than just getting your heart rate up.
Yeah, moving around increases your blood flow, which helps to deliver warmth to your extremities.
Okay.
But you don't want to overdo it and start sweating
Right.
because that can actually make you colder.
So it's all about finding that balance.
Yeah, finding that sweet spot.
All right, so we've covered layering like froze, but now I want to know, what about the food?
Oh, the food? Yeah.
Like, does what you eat actually impact how warm you feel?
It really does.
I knew it.
The article talks about how certain foods and drinks can actually raise your core temperature
Okay.
and give you that internal warmth.
Like real internal insulation.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
you know those cravings for comfort food in the winter?
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't all in my head.
There's a
So
reason.
what kind of foods are we talking about?
Well, think about like the classics,
Okay.
soups and stews.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just comforting, they're also packed with slow-burning ingredients like
Yeah.
root vegetables and beans.
Yeah.
that provides sustained energy.
So it's like giving your body those good long-burning logs in your furnace
Yes, exactly.
instead of the kindling that just burns right up.
Exactly.
Okay, and what about spices?
Oh, the spices.
Can those help too?
Yeah, adding things like chili peppers or ginger can actually boost your circulation and give you that extra warming kick.
So spicy chili on a snowy day.
Oh, yeah.
I can get behind that.
Perfect.
What about drinks, though?
Drinks are great.
Yeah.
So that steaming mug of hot cocoa actually does more than just warm your
This is
hands.
really.
Yeah, hot drinks like tea, coffee, even hot chocolate directly raise your body temperature from the
Arr.
inside out.
So it really is like giving your internal furnace a boost.
It
I
is.
love it.
It's like an immediate burst of heat.
That's why I crave them all the time in the winter. The
Exactly.
article also talks about hydration
Yes.
being crucial for staying warm,
Yes. It's
which
important.
sounds a little counterintuitive
I know, right?
because you usually think about hydration in the summer,
Exactly.
but why is it so important in the winter?
Well, even when it's cold out, your body still loses fluids through breathing and even just being exposed to the dry winter air. And if you're dehydrated, it's harder for your body to regulate its temperature.
So it has to work harder
It does.
just to keep up.
Yeah, and you'll feel colder as a result.
I see.
So the article recommends sipping on warm water
Oh.
or herbal teas throughout the day.
And even eating those water-rich fruits and veggies.
Yes, exactly.
So it really is a year-round commitment.
It is.
Okay, so we talked about fueling our internal furnaces with food and drinks, but
Yes.
what about layering?
Layering is key.
So we talked about fueling our internal furnaces with food and drinks, but what about layering?
Layering is key.
All right, we're back for the final stretch of our deep dive into staying warm. We've covered some awesome tips so far, but I'm always up for more.
Me too.
What else does the article have in store for us?
Okay, well, this is where it gets interesting.
Ooh, I like interesting.
The article talks about something you might not expect: mindset.
Mindset.
Yeah.
Wait, like my thoughts can affect how warm I feel.
It sounds kind of crazy, but it's true.
Really?
Yeah, if you go into winter with this attitude of dread, like it's something to be endured, you're gonna feel the cold more intensely.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, if you're constantly thinking, I'm freezing, it
Exactly.
probably makes it feel worse.
Right. But if you can shift your perspective and embrace the things that are unique to winter,
Okay.
like the cozy nights, the beautiful snowy landscapes,
Yeah.
you might actually find yourself feeling less cold.
Interesting. So instead of fighting winter, we should try to appreciate it.
Exactly. Find those activities that make winter enjoyable,
Like what?
like ice skating, building a snowman, or just curling up with a good book by the fireplace.
I like that making winter an experience, not just something to get through.
Right. And beyond mindset, there are a few more practical things we can
Please
do
admit me.
to maximize our warmth.
Okay.
One thing the article mentions is being strategic about heat sources. So if you're using a space heater,
Yeah.
focus on heating the area where you are
Okay.
rather than trying to heat the entire house.
So create those little pockets of warmth.
Precisely. And if you have a fireplace, remember to use it safely.
Of course.
Make sure the flue is open
Right.
and everything is properly maintained.
Safety first, always. Okay, now we've talked a lot about keeping our extremities warm.
Yeah.
Are there any other areas we should be paying attention to?
Absolutely. Your core,
Okay.
your chest, abdomen, and back, that's where your vital organs are.
Yeah.
So keeping that area warm is essential.
What about those heated body warmers?
Oh, those can be really helpful.
Do they really work?
Especially for people who spend a lot of time outdoors, or even something as simple as tucking your shirt into your pants
Oh, yeah.
can help trap heat around your midsection.
It's amazing how these little things can make such a big difference.
It really is. And finally, remember that staying warm isn't just about individual effort. It's about looking out for each other, too.
That's so true, especially during the winter months.
Right. We need to check on our elderly neighbors.
Wow.
Offer to help people shovel snow and just generally be mindful of those who might be more vulnerable to the cold.
A little bit of community care can go a long way.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered it
I
all.
think so too.
From the science of how our bodies generate heat to practical tips for layering eating and staying hydrated and even the power of mindset.
I think my biggest takeaway is that winter doesn't have to be something we just dread and endure.
It's about changing our perspective.
Exactly. With a little bit of knowledge and a shift in perspective, we can actually embrace it and find ways to enjoy it.
I love that. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
That was fun.
And to all of you listening, we hope you learn something new and feel empowered to create a warmer, cozier, and more enjoyable winter for yourselves. Stay warm out there.